fluffy bread, fresh tortillas, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, 0 grams of sugar, and seriously, great taste. Made from a new recipe using heart-healthy olive oil and resistant wheat starch that acts as a prebiotic fiber to promote gut health, Hero Bread products have more of the dietary fiber and protein you want without the net carbs and sugar you don't. There's something for every craving. Sliced bread loaves, buns, and tortillas, plus monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites with no compromise. Like the 2-gram net carb Hero croissant or the 1-gram net carb Hero cheddar biscuit. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout. That's HEROPOD at HERO.co.
We've spent over 10 years on air, shaping a generation of action motorsports, and now we're changing the game again. The best motorsports, the best action sports, and the best of pop culture with some epic guests thrown in.
I am Jim Beaver, and this is the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki. Hold on tight, the misadventure is just getting started. Welcome to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki. This week on the show, we got my good friend BC Vaught swinging by. You know him from, well, formerly had PE, but now he's with Breaking in a Sequence. Also, OG of the UTV and power sports industry. He's been an agent, and he's been a racer, and he's been all over the place. Awesome dude, great friend of mine. He's on the show this week because this Friday, January 27th, they are on stage at the Whiskey A Go-Go in Hollywood, along with four other amazing bands. We're going to jump into that. But yes, if you're in SoCal for A2, Friday night is planned. Go to the Whiskey A Go-Go, take in five amazing bands for a ticket that costs, I believe, like $25-$30. Man, it is going to be an awesome night. Bunch of people from power sports industry going to be there. Whiskey A Go-Go, you need to be there. Friday, January 27th. Check my social. Links for tickets are there. Just go to Whiskey A Go-Go's website. But anyways, BC Vaught, he is my interview this week. Getting ready to go out to Hammers as well. Man, I think I'm going to be doing three shows out at King of the Hammers, the Kawasaki, and Matt Martelli of Mad Media and OffRoadRacer.com. So we got a lot of content going to drop there. What else do I got? Man, yes, last week, Motorsports Curated. We got Motorsports Curated last week on the show. Amazing interview. If you want to talk social media, marketing, things like that, go back, listen to that interview. It is definitely good stuff. But I don't know, man, King of the Hammers, between Whiskey A Go-Go and King of the Hammers, my mind is just like spinning a million miles an hour. I got some rad stuff going on, and we're going to talk about that later on in the show. But yeah, I think I need to take a break because my mind is spinning right now. We are going to take a short commercial break. We come back right here on the show. It's going to be BC Vaught talking music, talking off-road, talking action sports. BC never disappoints, right here on the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki. Making the most of every moment can be demanding, which is why at Gentle Tire, we think you should demand more from your tires. For more than a century, we've made great all-around tires that always deliver the right combination of performance, durability, style, and value. Whether you're looking at the ultra-high-performance summer tires for your street rod or the best-in-class all-weather tire for your family crossover, Gentle Tire delivers for those who demand more from their tires. Find your fit at GentleTire.com. Gentle Tire, the official tire of the Jim Beaver Show.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. Welcome back to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki. Speaking of good times, my boy BC Vaught is here on the line with me. BC, this is a big week for you. We got a lot. We got a lot of crap to catch up on, but man, big week for you. Whiskey a Go Go this Friday night, January 27th. Man, that's got to feel pretty damn good.
Yeah, I always said, you know, out of all the years in music that I played, I always loved the Whiskey a Go Go. You know, it was House of Blues Anaheim or Whiskey a Go Go. Those were my two favorite venues to play, and I always said I wanted to play it at least one more time, you know, before I hang it up. And found a great band called Bias, started jamming with them, and called my buddy Mike, who owns the Whiskey, and said, hey, we want to play a date up there. So he hit me up and said, take January 27th, and we put a pretty cool bill together.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, a lot of fun.
There's five bands, but there's a little mix of everything. I mean, that's kind of, I was looking through, and obviously we got the metal side covered, but you look at even like the opener, I know Minor Strut, they're kind of alternative. Corn, I think she's got a little bit of a Gwen Stefani vibe going on. So there's a little bit of everything Friday night. You know, it's not just full on deep down the metal hole.
Yeah, Minor Strut, the singer, Corinne, I've known her since she was a kid. I'm good friends with her parents. My cousin Paul introduced me to them a long time ago. And, you know, actually, Corinne came up and got on stage, I think, in Ocotillo Wells when Joey D had put some event on out there. I forgot what it was, but it was an event and Joey D hired a band and then she got on stage and sang. Now her band's going to open up at the Whiskey. It's going to be awesome. Then the next band is Human. That's my guitar player from Head PE days, Wes Gear. He started this band with three other guys. I wouldn't call them metal either. You know, they're alternative style. They got their own style. You got to check it out. It's awesome. And then Mug was, Adam Tice is, the drummer of that band. He's a good buddy of mine. Hence them playing the show, and they had their own, you know, vibe at the Whiskey years ago. They could sell the Whiskey out back in early 2000s, and you know, they're a metal band. They do a couple really cool, I know they do a System of a Down cover that's really good. but they have a lot of great songs. They're going to put on a great show. And then Bias. And then Lions at the Gate, which Christian Machado, the singer, he was in a band called El Nino. And the Bias boys are good buddies with those guys. So, of course, we invited them to play the show, and they're going to headline it.
Yeah, it's should be awesome. You know, it's what's funny about this. That you on the show before, and I think last time we started talking about like Head PE stories, stuff like that. But I laugh because anybody that knows you like from the last decade, they know like Power Sports BC, they know UTV Racing BC, obviously Agent BC. You know what I mean? I guess Tire Slinging BC now, like they know that side. And I think it's rad that like something you kind of had hidden in the closet. You know what I mean? Like with this whole musical career now is like, it's come back out, but in a good way, because now you're bringing in all your friends from Power Sports and everybody's been able to enjoy it with you, because a lot of us met you post Head PE and musician days. And so we heard the stories, but we never got to see that side of you. Now it's like we all get to go full circle with you, you know?
Yeah, that's what was so great about Wes Miller's Huevos reunion in Vegas a few months back. You know, it's like all my peers from the quad world, you know, like Colton Moore and Dana Creech and Christian Gagnon, you know, like all these people never really seen me play, you know, so it was great for them to finally see me play. And that show is going to be hard to beat, but we're going to have a blast at the Whiskey as well.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to Friday night. But I guess let's catch up a little bit. I laugh because I'm like, last weekend you and I are texting and we're talking pretty regular, and you're out like in Utah on some UTVs, and I laugh. I'm like, talk about the man of multi-hats. People laugh about how many hats I wear. Dude, you wear just as many. I'm like, in my mind, I'm thinking, all right, here's this guy out on trails, you know, working for his tire company, and then all of a sudden a week later you're going to be on stage at the Whiskey a Go-Go. Man, you wear a lot of freaking hats, BC.
Yeah, I'm pretty thankful for Corey Ellis bringing me on over at Green Ball Corporation, which they make Kanati light truck tires and Jeep tires, and then GBC tires, which everybody in the UTV world knows those tires. So I got to go out last week and work the winter 4x4 Jamboree. So it was 4 days of sponsoring the same trail and driving the Jeep and meeting a lot of people and educating them about, our brand.
Yeah. And no fun whatsoever after everything wraps, right? You guys just went to bed, no partying, no nothing.
Well, I mean, I got to be honest. I really enjoyed that week because I didn't have any, I didn't bring any friends. So every day it was a, 12, 13 hour day. And yeah, I'd go straight back to the hotel and kick it. So no real partying at that one. Thank God I'm getting older now, Jim. I gotta try to stop that stuff.
Should I remind you about yesterday then?
No.
I laughed.
That was a meeting to talk about the next adventure, and ended up having a couple cocktails at the same time. So apologize for flaking out on your show then.
No, I'm just giving you crap. It was fun catching up. So I guess, is that a conversation for another day then? Should we just shelve that one for another day, or do we want to talk about that? I got no problem whatsoever either direction, buddy.
It's not a big deal. I mean, for me, it's a huge deal because it's a bucket list. But
all right, BC, well, let's hold that thought because we do have a commercial break to get to, and then we'll go uncut because I just felt like that was a good spot to pause because now you and I are going to go down a rabbit hole. So we're going to talk about BC's big announcement when we come back right here to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki.
When it's time to replace the tires on your vehicle, General Tire delivers the tires you need for both your next big adventure and your daily commute. Whether you need all-season traction, lasting tread wear, or a quiet drive, General Tires are designed to deliver whatever life brings your way. From all-season ultra-high-performance tires for passenger cars and crossovers to extreme all-season mud terrain and tires for light trucks and SUVs, General Tire delivers great performance. To find your ideal tire, visit GeneralTire.com. General Tire, a official tire of the Jim Beaver Show. Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Social media? Yeah, that's on lock. It's at JimBeaver15 on all major platforms, and hit up at General Tire and at Kawasaki USA while you're there. Welcome back to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki. I got my boy BC Vaught online, who is playing this Friday, January 27th at the Whiskey A Go Go. But we are getting ready to talk a little bit off road and a little bit of an announcement that BC's got that I don't know. It's something fun to talk about. So, anyways, BC, let's pick up where we left off before the break.
Yeah, buddy of mine. But he, you know, was interested in buying a trophy truck, so and asked me to help him with the project. And I said, well, okay, I know who to call to get you into the right, you know, right shoes. And I called you, and you connected him with Robbie Pierce, rest his soul. And those two got together and bonded. And you know, Ryan was telling me, dude, you're going to love working with this guy. He's super cool. And I just wired him the money for his personal truck. He's going to go off to some island and go scuba diving for a week. He hasn't been able to do it in many years, and that's his passion. And then we all got the news that Robbie passed away down there. But everything, you know, with the truck is going to move forward, and we're planning on, you know, it's something to go out and have fun with. You know, that's Ryan's theory on this is, it's, you know, yeah, we want to be serious driving. We don't, you know, want to be clowns, but we want to have a good time. And we're going to start off, get our feet wet in Nora at the Mexican 1000.
Well, and I love the approach to this program, and I know you and I have kind of spitballed some ideas and, you know, more to come to all the listeners, you know what I mean? But I think the approach is awesome, you know what I mean? Because Ryan's coming in, he's kind of a rookie, and obviously you're a veteran, but, you know, he's coming in like, hey, let's go out, let's learn, let's do some fun events. Yeah, well, we're behind the wheel, we're going to take it serious, but we're not going to take ourselves too seriously, you know? And it's like, I think a lot of people come in out of the box and be like, yeah, I'm going to spend a ton of money, I'm going to beat Bryce Menzies. And you know that's not the goal of this program, you know what I mean? At least for the time being, you know. So I think that's what's kind of rad about it is you guys are coming in. It's like you're not taking it too serious. You're gonna enjoy the ride, you know. And I think that's one of the big things. A lot of people come in with off road, they don't enjoy the ride. I look at you and my career, and yeah, we've, you know, had some serious stuff go on and stuff like that where we took it absolutely serious, you know what I mean? But it's like at the end of the day, you got to enjoy the ride in this thing, or it's not even worth. You know, it's not, why are you in off-road if you're not enjoying it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the opportunity to drive this truck, I mean, how could you not enjoy that? It's like, nobody gets that chance, you know, as a whole in the off-road world. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast. I've been telling Ryan, we're going to go work on some skills out in Havasu next week with him. And then you know, I just told him he's got to get in the mindset to drive that truck at 80%. You know, you don't want to go out there and drive that thing at 100%, because you got to gain the skill, and that comes through experience.
Yeah, that's one of the things I've always told people about trophy trucks too. And it, the good and the bad of a trophy truck is they're not hard to drive. I mean, anybody can drive them, you know, at 80-90%, but it's that additional 10%, that's where a lot of it comes in. And I said, that's part of the problem is a lot of people are coming in, you know, buy a trophy truck and have never really raced before, and they immediately get in over their head, you know what I mean? And it's like, you know, things happen very fast in a truck, and I think the approach you guys are taking with him, you know, let's learn, let's get up to speed, let's not push ourselves. And I think that's the worst thing people do is they come in and they immediately go 100%, and all of a sudden, you know, yeah, anybody can drive it at 100% real easy, but when something happens going that fast, you've got to have that skill set to be able to get yourself out of it, you know? And I think that's the scary part about trucks. And I think I love the approach you guys are taking. It's like, let's ease our way into this. And it's not, you know, let's not immediately try for 100%, because that's when bad things happen real quick, you know?
Yeah, no, agreed. So, you know, you get fast through technique, not through craziness. You know what I mean? So yeah. And technique just comes with experience and time. And we look forward to getting that. I think Nora is the best way to go, because, you know, it's about 200 miles a day for 5 days. Right now we're talking like he'll drive around 100 miles, and I'll hop in, drive 100 miles, and do that for 5 days.
Yeah, and have plenty of beer when you cross the finish line. What do they say? It's the happiest race on earth. And I think it's because everybody's pretty drunk the whole time, but that's another story. Beer and tacos for a week doesn't sound bad. Let's put it that way.
Nah. So, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, same here, man. It'll definitely be a good time. Well, I was thinking too. I was like, you know, this is weird, dude, because normally this weekend in January for a good chunk of your career, you spend it at X Games. I'm like, man, Winter X Games is coming up this weekend, and here's BC going to be being on stage at the Whiskey A Go Go and not at Winter X Games. And obviously, Winter X Games and the whole direction X Games is gone. I've been very vocal about it on this show. I don't agree with it, especially them getting rid of the sleds. But that's got to be kind of weird, man. It was a huge chunk of your career that were there with, you know, with Colton and Caleb before that. You know what I mean? And the brothers, like, dude, at Winter X, it's got to be kind of surreal not going.
Yeah, I mean, we were there during the pinnacle of X Games, you know. So it was awesome to be a part of that. Still thankful to Joe Duncan and for helping us out with all that. But, you know, we had our good times and our bad times there, obviously. You know, it's, you know, I got to say, like, I had so much respect for freestyle riders, especially the old school guys, because, you know, you just can't believe what they did to dirt. You know, now there's airbags everywhere and you can take more chances, but it's still gnarly with an airbag. Don't get me wrong, but you know what these guys used to do straight to dirt and straight to hard pack snow. It was nuts, man. And I never really enjoyed it. I got to be quite honest. You know, I was just kind of helping guide Caleb and Colton and the rest of the bomb squad riders. But, you know, I just hated to see him crash and going through what we went through with Caleb, you know, 25 years young, and he's gone. But, you know, it happened with him doing what he loved, man. That kid was lit up when he was riding quads or snowmobiles.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Colton, I mean, I got to say, I'm stoked I'm not at X Games. And I'm happy I'm playing drums instead. You know, Colton's living in Costa Rica now, enjoying his life. And, you know, it was a thing of the past. And I'm happy to be playing the whiskey.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what's funny, too, because if you go to X Games as a fan, you know what I mean? You enjoy, you know, you enjoy watching what you're watching. You enjoy the risks, things like that. But when you go and you're close, and, you know, you were close with most of the guys, and, you know, and I'm close with most of the athletes now. It's like I don't enjoy situations like that, especially the pressure cooker, you know what I mean, to win a gold, things like that at X Games. Like, to me, it's just nerve-wracking because you know the risk. And it's just, you know, and you know how much they're threading the needle and how quick things can go wrong. And I'm kind of with you. Like, sometimes those experiences, they're great for somebody that doesn't have personal attachment to these guys. But when you've got that personal attachment, man, it's tough. It's not a fun situation to watch. I mean, obviously, we all want to enjoy the celebration after they, you know, win a gold or they set a record or something like that. But the lead up to it, man, it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah, I always used to say, it's like when we were traveling the world doing, you know, quad shows and all that, and the guys would, everybody would indulge in cocktails, you know, especially after the show was over and the stress was, you know, because you were blowing off a lot of steam, the stress leading up to the show, leading up to that first flip, you know, once they did their first flip, then they were comfortable, but the stress leading up to that was always gnarly. Those were great, great days. I had a lot of fun, got to become lifelong friends with a bunch of incredible athletes. And again, you know, seeing everybody in Vegas for the Huevos reunion was incredible.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, I think that's, you know, one of the crazy things you're talking about earlier is like, I think there was that golden era of action sports, but you know, the tricks weren't as big as they're doing now, but I think them learning to do what they did to dirt and the risk factor and everything else, like now it's become, And I don't want to discredit what these guys are doing because it's phenomenal. I watch it, and it's video game stuff. You know what I mean? It's stuff 10 years ago we thought was unheard of, you know, or it's even conceivable. But it's like there was that era there where it was like stuff isn't as big as it was now. At certain points it was bigger. But it's just I think that, you know, the progression that happened and how it happened with the risk factor that happened – like you said, I don't know it'll ever be repeated. Now these guys are going bigger than they ever did before and doing stuff we never thought imaginable. But like you said, the risk factor of learning it has definitely been minimized. And I don't, you know, that's definitely not a bad thing. It's just a different era of freestyle now that I don't know how to put it. You know, I think the fans have also become jaded with how, you know, with what they're doing because I don't think they realize the difficulty level because these guys make it look so easy, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the airbag has enabled them to bring the tricks to the next level. And like I said, don't get me wrong, dude. Doing tricks to an airbag or foam is still nuts. I mean, you land upside down on an airbag, it's still going to break something or, you know, cause some damage. It's nuts. But it has taken the death factor way back, you know. It was super scary as dirt. I didn't want Colton to even try the double backflip on the snowmobile when he wanted to do that. I was like, yeah, you know, for what? And he says, I got to do it for my brother, you know, and he did it. And that was the hard packed snow and broke his back and caused some spinal injury. And, you know, but if you ask Colton now, would he do it again? He'd say, absolutely.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Let's shift gears back to this weekend. Obviously, five bands on stage, Whiskey A Go-Go. You were telling me a little story. So, last time you played Whiskey, it was like, what, one of the biggest nights in Whiskey history, you were telling me. Like, you've kind of skirted around it, but you guys literally had, what, the fire department show up and, like, shut the place down or something because you had so many people packed in there?
Yeah, Mike Maglieri, he and his family own the Whiskey A Go-Go and the Rainbow Bar and Grill. And he says that we have the record for having the most people in the Whiskey. Now, there's when I was in Head to E. Now, they could have packed it way more full, you know, for many bands. But for whatever reason, a ton of people got in that night. And they were like sardines upstairs and downstairs. I think there was some like 13, I forget what the number is. I got to ask Mike that number again. It's 1,300 people. And the fire department came and shut the show down. And that was it. That was a pretty cool memory at the Whiskey.
That's freaking awesome. I've always wondered, so I laugh because the Whiskey is an all ages venue. And it's been that way forever. And I started thinking, I'm like, how the hell, I applaud the Whiskey, but how the hell is it an all ages venue? And I know there's like this little menu on the wall inside the Whiskey where you can order a burger. And I'm like, is it because some loophole where somewhere written down, this is actually a restaurant, you know what I mean? And so they get by with the all ages thing. Like, do you know BC? Cause I've always wondered how the hell is a Whiskey an all ages venue?
Food. That's it. I mean, that's what you got to sell food. Now, I don't know what the ratio is or whatever, or how they have it worked out, but, you know, they sell food and a lot of it.
Do they really? Have you had a, cause I know we've eaten at the Rainbow before. I'm like, I have actually, I've been to the Whiskey. I think this will be three or four times now. I have never eaten the food there. So I was just, it makes sense now, but I was always wondering how the hell is this an all ages venue? But now I guess I know it's the food.
No clue, but yeah, no, I never eat there either. I'm at the Rainbow for food. They got the best pizza and chicken soup anywhere.
Oh, absolutely, dude. Solid food, but it was just one of those where I was laughing. I was thinking about it. I'm like, geez, props to Mike and the family for making it an all ages place. Cause you know, they found how to make it work. And I don't know that anybody else there on the Sunset Strip could figure that out. So,
yeah, who knows? But it's an iconic venue, and it's great that we get to play there. So, and I'm looking forward to Friday night. And I got to thank Belching Beaver Brewery for coming on board and sponsoring the night. And I guess Tom, one of the owners of Belching Beaver, is a big music fan and off-road fan, so it'll be good to meet him and hang out.
Yeah, I think that's it'll be fun to have him there. You know, obviously Belching Beaver's got their deal with the Deftones and his signature beer with the Deftones, and you know, he loves UTVs and supported the Mint and the California 300. Obviously supporting me, but it'll be fun. Just a cool dude, and he likes everything we like. You know what I mean? And I'm like, what a perfect fit. You know, so I'm excited to have him out and enjoy some good times with him for sure. But yeah, whiskey. Anybody listening? Whiskey a Go Go this Friday night. Tickets are on sale. Just go to Whiskey A Go Go's website. I think, what are they like? They're not bad. They're like 20, 30 bucks, something like that, to get in the door. So
the cost of a cocktail.
Yeah, exactly. But definitely five rad bands. It's going to be one hell of a time, BC. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Yeah, me too. Thanks a lot, Jim. And I'll see you Friday.
All right. Sounds good, brother. And we'll be back with more after this right here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki. Making the most of every moment can be demanding, which is why at General Tire, we think you should demand more from your tires. For more than a century, we've made great all-around tires that always deliver the right combination of performance, durability, style, and value. Whether you're looking at the ultra-high-performance summer tires for your street rod or the best-in-class all-weather tire for your family crossover, General Tire delivers for those who demand more from their tires. Find your fit at GentleTire.com. General Tire, the official tire of the Jim Beaver Show. Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing. So why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Thanks for listening to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki. Available on SiriusXM, AM/FM networks across the country, and the U.S. American Forces Network. Head over to JimBeaver15.com for all the details. Welcome back to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki. Wrapping things up today. Man, always enjoy catching up with my good friend BC Vaught. Once again, Whiskey A Go Go, January 27th, this Friday. If you're listening to this afterwards, man, you missed one hell of a party. If you are listening to this beforehand, get your tickets. Whiskey A Go Go's website. If you're going to A2, no excuse not to be there on Friday night in Hollywood. Make the short drive up the interstate and enjoy an awesome show with five amazing, amazing bands. So, yeah, that happened in this Friday. Big thanks to BC. I'll be out of KOH doing three shows. Make sure and go over to Apple Podcasts. Subscribe to our feed if you haven't already, because you're going to catch all the shows there. Be teaming up with OffRoadRacer.com and Matt Martelli to launch some amazing content. Got more stuff coming next week as well. Man, we are cranking. We're on fire and on all cylinders. Let me tell you, all cylinders, yes, they be firing. So, yeah, a lot of big news. Obviously, I got my Electra UTV build we need to talk about at some point as well. Man, things are great. Things are awesome. We are moving forward. We're killing it. And big thanks to all our amazing partners in the show, General Tire, Don't forget, hashtag GT Delivers. They're delivering this show to you today. Kawasaki, Rigid Industries, Dirtfish Rally School. I'll be going up there in March. Can't wait to shoot some content, tell you guys about that. So we got, yeah, Dirtfish, Rigid. We got GSP XTV Axles, iRacing, our boys at Clean Freak. Yeah, if you're dirty, you need some wipes. If you're going out to Hammers, man, get yourself a bucket of wipes. They are amazing, let me tell you. Good friends at Gibson Exhaust who continue to support us. And, man, we've just got some awesome, awesome partners and everything. Belching Beaver, Rugged Radios, everybody keeping us on lock and keeping us in business for, what, 12, 13 years now? Yeah, we got episode number 500 coming up sometime soon here on the show as well. So something to look forward to. We'll bring out some blockbuster guests for that. Anyways, I think it's time for me to quit rambling and sign off here. But big thank you to all of you who continue to support us, who continue to tune in. We'll see you next time right here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki. And that's a wrap for this edition of the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki. Thanks for listening. Be sure and head to Apple Podcasts, subscribe to the show, and follow at JimBeaver15, at General Tire, and at Kawasaki USA on social media. Itching for more? JimBeaver15.com has all the latest. We'll see you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.